I'm telling you, a man's desire is not food. Cook the best food. He can get it in a restaurant. A man's desire is not sex. He can get it in the street through a side chick. A man's desire is not your attire. The greatest thing you will ever take from a man that will cause the beast in him to come out is his respect. Inherent in every man is a king and a beast. If you choose to be a queen, you will bring out the king in him. If you be a torment, you will bring out the beast in him. In all cultures of the world, the last thing that a man cannot take, I'm talking from a generic point of view, is disrespect. Some women are grossly disrespectful. I can tell you with all sincerity that the marriages before this period are far more better. There were no marriage seminars, there were no conferences, there were no lectures on marriage, but the marriages succeeded better because people were properly brought up in good culture. This thing called women emancipation has not been defined in a proper context. Women emancipation is the ability and liberation for women to enter into governance, not to dominate in marriage. The women emancipation concept should be properly defined and then re-drilled again in the minds of women, because some women have taken this women emancipation into marriage. There are standards in marriage that no generation can ever take. The woman is to submit to a man and the man is to love the woman. That is the standard. But women emancipation has come to tell us that a woman has equal right and freedom. Since women are president, they can also be husband. Women can be president, women can be governors, women can be duo, but a woman can never be husband. Husband is not a position. Husband is not a rank. Husband is not an office. Husband is an ordained responsibility. And until every woman comes to this point, you understand that your emancipation will never come to the place where you will become a husband. Then every woman shall take her place in marriage. And that's why I say most at times physical response from men is a product of emotional abuse from women. The next thing we have to understand, Mr. Liu, is this. Not everybody has the same capacity. Women compare a lot. A woman will want her husband to be like her neighbor's husband. I'm telling you. The minute you start quarreling, you say that, look at Papa Junior there. He goes out with a car. Here you are with one jalopy bike.